Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk. Crusader Talk. We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Ben Milam.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Crusader Talk. Happy Monday evening to you all. A little warmer weather here in South Mississippi. Felt great today. We played a little William Carey softball. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more here on Crusader Talk, where we talk all things William Carey Athletics. My name is Ben Milam, joined by my partner, Josh West. This evening, Josh is going to be our bullpen guy, but he's the bullpen guy that throws 98 with good movement and a good breaking ball on top of that. Josh, good to have you with us, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, it's going to be fun. I mean, to get to be able to partner with you, to be able to talk about some great sports, to be able to hook up again with Caleb, who I get to work together with on some different projects. I could not pass up this opportunity when, you know, DJ and yourself and all reached out. I said, yes, a no-brainer.
We are glad you're here, to be sure. And glad to have three more power names, if you want to call them that, this week. We have had some awesome guests in our first two editions of Crusader Talk. Same thing this week. We're going to go with the tennis theme. We'll talk to Mark Lux in this segment, head coach of our men's and women's tennis programs here at William Carey. We'll talk to one of his freshmen on the women's side, Sonny Logan, in segment two a little later in the show. We will give you a little conference tournament, basketball tournament breakdown and preview that with Mike Hall, commissioner of the SSAC. We'll roll right into tennis here. Mark Lux, head coach of our men's and women's tennis programs. Coach, we talked to you when this was just a little bitty podcast about a year ago, but glad to have you on here on the live radio show.
Thank you for having me and Sonny.
Yeah, there you go. And just a reminder, obviously live here on 97.3 and on the web at supertalkhattiesburg.com. We're also available everywhere you get your podcast. If you miss any part of the show or any edition of Crusader Talk, you can go back and listen to it in full over on Supertalk Mississippi, supertalk.ms, right, Will?
.fm.
Supertalk.fm. And also, you can just search Supertalk Mississippi wherever you get your podcast. Go back and listen to the show. Okay, Coach, let's get into this. A lot of people are going to know your name in the Hattiesburg area. You played at Southern Miss. You started your coaching career at USM. Were there a total of 8 years? Is that correct?
Total of 8 years at Southern Miss, yes.
Okay, let's first go back to you're from Frankfurt, Germany, a German native, and made your way to the U.S. Talk about that first of all, that background that led you to Hattiesburg, Mississippi from Frankfurt, Germany. Not a whole lot of – there's not a great Frankfurt pipeline to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Tell us about how that happened.
Yeah, and to that time, there was no social media. I didn't have an email. All I had is a little brochure by mail. And Southern Miss, I thought, why? It's Miss is a woman's school? But anyway, I figured out Miss means Mississippi. And basically, the connection came from a former player, Teddy Viator, German player who saw me play in Germany and said, hey, I have a school for you. You definitely look into it. I'm going to hook you up with the coach. And yeah, I had to take the ACT test, the TOEFL test, and after I passed everything, I was ready to come to Mississippi in January 2003 and start my time here, and now it's 2023.
And the rest is history, as they say. Josh, get in here.
Well, you know, when I think about Frankfurt, Germany, and I think about maybe the things that we might take for granted here, some of the things you miss from Germany, what are some of the things that, you know, prepared you for coming here? What are some of the things you miss from back home?
What I miss is definitely sidewalks. So in Germany, we kind of, if you think about Midtown in Hattiesburg, this is basically the entire Germany. Yeah. So you can walk everywhere. You can take your bike everywhere. So being an international student without a car, it's definitely not easy. As a freshman, I drove my bike to the mall and it broke down. And people told me, hey, don't ask people for a ride. You know, necessarily, you never know who it is. But What I love here is just the community. Hattiesburg is a great place. I have a daughter now, a wife, and we don't want to move anywhere because people are friendly, the weather is good, and America itself is a land of opportunities. I always tell my friends, if you don't make it here, then you can't make it anywhere.
Yeah. Well, Coach, in terms of your coaching background a little bit, I mentioned starting your coaching career at Southern Miss, and then you went right to William Carey. You've been there for 11 years now, correct?
Right.
Yes. And so I'm curious, we were talking actually before the show, you have had opportunities to coach other places. And we've had this conversation with some of our other William Carey head coaches who have been at Carey for a long time. It's just a theme that people stick around. They love William Carey and find it hard to leave. Why, in your perspective, has it been so easy to stay at William Carey?
It's definitely about people. So we have great leadership. It used to be Dr. King, now Dr. Ben Burnett. Mm-hmm. We have great leadership in athletics. It used to be Coach Knight, now since many years, DJ Pulley. And he just makes us comfortable. He makes us, he believes in us. That's the biggest thing, to be at your best. He lets us coach the way how we want. Obviously, he wants us to be a good Christian, a good person. So, and that's kind of common sense. So we just have this opportunity to be also successful, and it's nice coming to the office and be with a great guy, a group of people, coaches.
Well, you talk about how great the people are, and you're in the business of people in coaching and in mentoring and developing and bringing in good people. You talk about recruiting is so key in that. But for you, that development of pouring into them and letting them develop, talk about that philosophy there of what makes a player, be able to excel in your program.
I think the most important thing I told my players the other day is I tell them, when you wake up, you see your loved ones. Look at them and see what you love about them. When you go to practice, you see your teammates. Look at your teammates and each one, what you love about them. And that love gonna keep you focused. It's gonna make sure that you're prepared, disciplined, and can be at your best. So, and then the big part is obviously giving those players the belief in themselves. So that's a big part of it.
Well, and I imagine that's been a big part of the recent success. We had talked last year about some of that recent success in the ITA Regional Championship in the men's doubles and singles for the first time in program history last year. You did it in women's singles for the first time in program history last year. In terms of, the trajectory of this program obviously is going up and to the right. And I'm just curious, what is, in your opinion, the biggest factor building block in that success?
I think it's the culture. When I came to William Carey, it used to be the coach, Christoph Schaefer. I was the assistant, and he came, actually the background was soccer. So he never really was a tennis guy, but he was very competitive. And in 4 years, we were able to be number one in the nation. And it was, so it was not more about knowing the sport, but that competitive spirit what was always in that program from day one when I joined it. And I think over the years, when you come to William Carey, you just know you're going to be on a winning mentality. And you see that not just in tennis, but you see it in other sports. And that just drives us coaches and also players. When you come, you play for titles, you play for championships. And I think players know that when they come.
Yeah.
Well, and you talked about at the beginning when there was no pipeline from Germany to America, but now there is social media. The world's never been smaller. There's so many great ways to promote your program and to attract players. And there are people now that are listening and that will listen to this podcast that are hearing things that resonate with them about the culture and about the way, you're able to identify with every player on this team. So for them, you interacting with them and them even reaching out to you, how does that process look now?
So the main thing is we bought a camera, our tennis team. We're trying to be active on Instagram, on Facebook, We try to make a lot of videos about our what we do actually during practice. We're going to start now also when we start our season on Wednesday to make videos about the games. So every time I get in touch with a player, you need a good network. So I have a lot of friends in France and Germany who always say, hey, look, you should look at this player. And I have a video where I look at him. And when I get in touch with him, the way how I communicate is always, hey, if you want to learn about our program, just go on Facebook or Instagram and you basically see the players. And then often I connect the players with Sunny or Malak, which I did last week with one of a girl from Venezuela. And their spirit, talking about the program positive, makes those kids comfortable coming here. Because at the end of the day, it's really not about the place, it's about the people. You need to feel loved and welcomed. And William Carey is definitely the place for that.
I'm feeling the love.
I am too. And I have for 3 weeks now. Coach, one bad thing about radio is we only have 10 minutes with you. Coming up on a break here, we're going to have you on sometime again soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's head coach of our men's and women's tennis teams at William Carey. As I said, we're going to try to have him on again sometime soon, starting the spring season on Wednesday. We'll talk some details of that in our final segment. Coming up shortly, we're going to talk to Sunny Logan, freshman for these Women's Tennis Crusaders. That in just a moment. We'll be right back on Crusader Talk.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Rolling right along on Crusader Talk. Big thanks to Mark Lux, head coach of our tennis programs here at William Carey. As Josh said, man, that just flew by.
That was the quickest 10 minutes of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to have another quick 10 minutes here, another great conversation with Sunny Logan, freshman on the Women's Tennis Crusader team. And again, we'll talk to Mike Hall, SSAC commissioner, a little later in the show. So be sure to stay with us as we continue to roll right along. Ben Milam here with you, Josh West, Will Tony, our producer engineer. All right, Sonny, we'll bring you in here. And as we were talking and doing our research before the show, we were talking about this with Coach Lux, too. You have been on the Today Show. We will get into the details of why, but a little intimidating for me and Josh to be talking to a big shot like yourself. But first of all, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's go back. I want to talk about your high school career a little bit, but to lay the foundation a little bit. As I mentioned there, you were on the Today Show, but it was because of your story as a young child. You battled cancer when you were 8 years old and fought through that and won that battle. First of all, I'm curious, how much of that do you really remember, and how much of that do you draw from now as a competitor?
I really remember a pretty good bit of, I know some things, some really hard times I try and block out, but I do remember most of my experience, mm-hmm. most of my time there, and it really has molded me into the person that I am today. I feel like, you know, nothing will ever be as hard as that time in my life. And yeah. So, you know, if one day it's really hot at practice or it's really hard or Mark just wants us to run a couple more sprints, you know, you can just always keep going and just never give up and just keep having that drive mentality.
You know, it can create a little bit of an edge in you. I'm trying to empathize with having gone through something like that. Do you find yourself having to put yourself in some of your teammates' shoes that have not gone through something and they're going through something? Do you have to find that you have to kind of maybe take an edge off a little bit because you have been at such an intense place in your life?
Of course. You know, sometimes, you know, with a team of seven girls, somebody's always going through something, but just being there to like listen to them or just, you know, just listen to them and try and communicate and just talk to them whenever they need is always, you know, best for anybody.
And through that experience, you got to meet a pretty successful tennis player. This is where the Today Show comes in. Talk about that experience.
It was a truly amazing experience. It was a complete surprise for me. I had no idea. So I knew that St. Jude had picked me to be their Thanksgiving athlete. And they told me that they were going to fly me down to IMG, and I was just going to look at the place. Well, I was stoked for that. And I get there, and we looked at the facilities all day. It's a beautiful facility. And they took me out on this court, and they were like, well, let's just hit some serves. And then all of a sudden, she was just right there, and I just froze up. I was speechless. Yeah. But she is so nice, so kind, so kind-hearted. You know, even after we stopped shooting, I still went with her and, like, hung out with her for, like, another hour. Mm-hmm. She was the best.
Did she have something that, in that gentleness of that moment that she shared with you, that just continues to inspire? Was there something, a story, one particular one-liner or a little story that really stuck with you?
By the way, Maria Sharapova, I don't know if we actually...
Yeah, Maria Sharapova, yeah. Yes.
One of the greatest of all time in women's tennis. Yes.
Of course. You know, I just think her really encouraging me and just telling me that no matter what you've been through, you still have the rest of your life to live. And tennis is such an amazing sport. And even if it does take me a little longer to bounce back, tennis is a sport that anybody can play at any age. It doesn't cap off at a certain, you know, age or something like that. But just really her encouraging me and her just, you know, lifting me up after going through something so hard, that she was just an inspiration for me to just to get back on the court and just to keep grinding it out.
Yeah. Well, you grinded it out in high school. This is just remarkable. A perfect 80-0, zero losses and 80 wins, four state championships. I mean, that's pure domination. How in the world did you go 80-0 as a high school tennis player?
Just a lot of practice, yeah. A lot of determination, and a lot of focus. But
yeah.
When you say you're from Caledonia, from that area, how do you explain where Caledonia is?
Oh, great question.
Because most people have never heard.
Yeah.
They don't even
know
where Caledonia is. Yeah. How do you try to get them there?
Well, first I start with Starkville. So I say, do you know where Mississippi State is? And then if they say yes, I say, well, you just keep on going up the state.
Good answer.
Well, from Caledonia, obviously you were going to have an opportunity to play at the next level with the success you had in high school. Why William Carey?
Well, after my visit with Mark and Hugo, I just really felt, you know, really connected to them. I felt like they really cared about me as a person, and not just my life on the court, but also my life outside of the court. And, I mean, in addition to them, William Carey is just a fantastic school. I'm majoring in nursing, and they have a remarkable nursing program, one of the best in the states. Yep. And so it was just a no-brainer for me after meeting with Mark and Hugo and seeing the campus. It was just everything that I wanted.
Yeah,
you know, to be able to appreciate the message that Mark is, he's not selling it, he believes it. You can,
that's right.
You spend 5 minutes with him and you know that he truly, you know, lives his values, believes in it. He's had other opportunities, yet he's chosen because it's home, it's family. Do you credit your family for having instilled being able to see past maybe the glitz and the glamour of some other things to be able to focus on the things that are longer lasting at Carey?
Of course. You know, like tennis is so, we're getting in season and, you know, we're right here, almost there. But at the end of the day, you know, we're here to get a nursing degree, and although tennis is fun, there's so much more than just that also.
Well, let's keep talking a little tennis. You will take your first swings as a college athlete on Wednesday in Louisiana against Xavier. What's the transition been like from high school to college? I know you have not competed yet, but you obviously in the offseason have been working with Coach Lux and in the program, getting ready in terms of training. What's that transition been like for you from high school to college?
It's been very different for me. I didn't really practice with a team in Caledonia. I did most of everything by myself. So just coming and having a team atmosphere and having coaches out there every day just to guide you and specifically help you on exactly what you need help with. And just really the team atmosphere. That's what I feel like I'm looking most forward to, is just going out there. And even though I'm still playing for myself, I'm playing for these seven girls also. And we're just always there to pick each other up, encourage each other, go the extra mile. And I just think we're going to have a really good season.
So what part of that camaraderie are you realizing that you missed in high school that you never knew you missed? What has been the best thing about it so far?
Just having girls out there every day that want it as bad as I do. Like, you go out there every day and those girls want it just as bad as I want it. And just having girls that'll go out there and compete as hard as you'll compete every day. You know, we're all wanting that top spot. But it encourages you and keeps you motivated when everybody else on the team wants to do the same thing. And those girls are really good.
Well, and I'm curious, and to bounce off of Josh's question, in terms of the camaraderie, the chemistry as a team. It's also interesting in tennis because you mentioned it, it's an individual sport, but also a team sport. I'm curious, as a kid from Caledonia, Mississippi, I mean, players from all over the world come to America to play tennis, and that's true at William Carey too. How has it been fitting in, or I guess seeing those pieces fit in as a team with all of these international players and you as a Mississippi kid?
I think it's been really cool just to see all the different, you know, people from, we have people all over the world on our team, and I'm the only American, but it's just so cool to see, you know, their different lifestyles, their different backgrounds, how they train, their mentality, because all of them are just unique in their own way. And I think just all of us coming together as one just really molds the team together.
All right, when you all go out to team dinner and all just want to go out to a movie and dinner, how do you pick where you eat? Who wins that? Is that a vote? Is it a majority vote? Where do you pick where you want to go to eat?
Well, so far, the person has just had something in mind. So,
okay.
But everybody's down for anything. Nobody's really that
okay,
picky.
So you all get to rotate.
That's right.
Well, in terms of this 2023 spring season for, I guess, both you individually and as a team, what do you think will make it a success for William Carey Tennis?
I just think that we've put in a lot of hard work and we all have a lot of determination. And I think that throughout the season, if we just continue to do what we've worked on and perform to the best of our abilities, that I think that we'll have a really good season.
And from an individual standpoint, you went 80-0 in high school. You've got to have crazy high standards and goals set for this year. So what were some of the goals you laid out that you can share with us for this year for you individually?
Well, I just know that we're ranked 9 right now in the conference, and I think that us just maybe getting
– In the country.
In the country, right. Yeah, sorry.
Coach Lux in made sure we had that correct, yeah.
Yes, but 9 in the country, and I think, you know, us winning some of these big top matches and coming out strong right out of the get-go will really just set the tone for the rest of the season, and I think that if we do that, we'll hopefully be very successful.
Well, Sunny, it's been a treat having you on. We wish you all the continued success.
Thank you for having me.
That's Sunny Logan of our Women's Tennis Crusaders. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike Hall, Commissioner of the SSAC. Stay with us. This is Crusader Talk.
To the student athletes and the fans that cheer them on.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Crusader Talk continues on Super Talk 97.3 live from the Hattiesburg studio out here in Oak Grove and on the web, supertalkhattiesburg.com. Ben Milam, Josh West, Will Tony with you. I think we might have to make it a 3-hour show because
how good were they?
I mean, unbelievable.
I mean, those two segments flew by. I don't think we got to not even a portion of what we wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
And then one of the best stories was the Caledonia story after we go into commercial where I'm saying, how many people live in Caledonia again? And she said, well, not many because they turned the stoplight out my senior year. We just have a 4-way stop now.
Yeah.
And she's like, how do you know that? I'm like, I grew up in a small town. I grew up in Waynesboro. I know.
Yeah.
That's all we have, too, pretty much. So, it's a lot of things that connect you to small town Mississippi life.
Yeah. Beaumont, Mississippi is about the same way.
I
lived there for just over 10 years, and, yeah, they don't have a stoplight in Beaumont.
No, but do they have awards?
Used to. They shut it down and they turned it into a little homegrown seafood place that was actually pretty good.
Gotta love it. Well, it's conversations like that, people like that, that make Mississippi great, and also make NAIA sports great. The commissioner of the SSAC, Mike Hall, is on the line. Mr. Hall, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be with you.
Hey, Mike, just really quick, to continue that conversation a little bit, I did not have a real understanding or experience in NAIA sports when I started to work with William Carey a couple of years ago, but it was so quickly apparent that NAIA sports is different in a way. Obviously the level of competition is high in the SSAC and across the NAIA, but it's more of a personal connection, I feel like, to the fans and with the athletes. Speak to that a little bit. As the commissioner of the SSAC, what do you love about NAIA sports?
Well, a lot of people ask me about my job, and the very first thing I ask them, or I tell them, is the greatest thing about my job working at an NAIA conference is the people, and you just hit it.
Yeah.
You know, William Carey has a lot of those great, great people that I like to associate with. So NAIA is small college athletics. It's looked at and viewed at a different from a budget perspective, but at the same time, they're there to get a degree. They're there to become great citizens to society and to make their mark in their whatever career they go to. So it's about the people. It's built on character athletics. We reward and we deal with character issues from time to time. And so it does have its own place in college athletics.
Mike, this is Josh West. I hear you talk about, you know, what makes it special for you, the character, the people. And so what was running through my mind when I'm listening to that answer is, for someone who has been in Division I for 10 years and done that scene, is that so many times in professional sports throughout the NCAA, a lot of different things, and even sometimes in the NAIA, it's a stepping stone. What I see in people that talk about Carey and talk about this league is that this is a destination they have chose for reasons that are special to them. This is where they want to be, and there's a passion about it. Talk about that.
Well, I guess the best way to describe it is Bobby, the baseball coach, 40 years. Steve Knight, 40 years. Yeah. Tracy English, 33 mm-hmm. years. And it goes on and on and on. There's very, very seldom a turnover in a head coaching position at William Carey. That speaks well for William Carey University. That speaks well for the athletic department that DJ Pooley leads. And that speaks well for our conference. And so I think that tells you right there that that it's a close-knit group at William Carey, and I think that also extends to the other conference schools. And I couldn't be more proud of that. At the Division I level, you know, the transfer portal is out of control and needs to be addressed. And, you know, I just think that there's more of a commitment to their team, to their institution at the NAIA level.
We're talking to Mike Hall, commissioner of the Southern States Athletic Conference. Big week for the conference, the basketball tournament, both on the men's and women's side. We'll get started on Wednesday in Montgomery. We'll talk about that here in just a second. Before we get to that, Mike, I'm curious, in your 10 years, this is your 10th year, if that's correct, in leading the SSAC as the commissioner, what are you proud of in terms of the progress of this league? We've seen a lot of movement in different facets. What are you proud of as the leader of this conference?
Well, I'm proud of the people. I'm proud of the way we move together. There's very, very little friction from one school to the next. We all have the same agenda. We all want to be successful. We want to be, but we don't want to do it at any cost. And so I think we're all in the same boat. I think we respect each other from institution to institution. And also we're very, very respected at the national level, not only from a competitive standpoint, but also from a programming and support standpoint. We try to offer a lot more for our student athletes and coaches than just championships. We have a women's leadership committee. We have a diversity committee. We have a mental health committee. So we try to do a lot more than just offer championship opportunities, and I'm very, very proud about that.
Mike, speaking of the landscape of college athletics and then, of course, the way the SSAC fits into that, the NAIA, you touched on the transfer portal needing to be something that's going to have to be addressed. NIL is something, name, image, likeness is really ushering in a new age in college athletics. What has that meant for the NAIA? What is that going to look like for this league moving forward?
Well, we at the NAIA level are looking at the transfer situation right now. Each conference has its own opportunity to decide how they manage the transfer right now. Our conference allows transfer from one school to the other as long as they get a release from the previous institution. But to be really honest with you, at our level, we don't see a whole lot of that. It's not the mass exodus like you see at the Division I level. And I think when student athletes come to an NAIA school, they know their financial aid package. They know a better idea about their playing time. I think they get a clearer picture. And it's there's not a lot of jumping from coach to coach and following coaches around from school to school. So it's not that prevalent at the NAIA level. The NIL, it is involved in NAIA athletics, but again, not anything near to the Division I level. And I think it's very, very minimal. And it's not a distraction from the student athletes or from an athletic department.
Well, Mike, a busy week for you, I would imagine. As mentioned, both the men's and the women's basketball tournament starting up on Wednesday in Montgomery. First of all, what all goes on behind the scenes? We've only got 3.5 minutes here. I know it would probably take you several hours to give us a full breakdown, but logistically, practically, what goes on behind the scenes to put on a tournament like that?
Well, I've been working on hotels for the officials. I've been working on practices. I actually leave in the morning at 5 o'clock to drive to Montgomery, and I have 10 hours of practices all day tomorrow. We have an awards banquet Wednesday night. We have speakers at the awards banquet. We had to coordinate that. We have about 388 attendees at that awards banquet. We have online ticketing this year, and that's a new wrinkle for the last couple of years. So we no longer accept cash, so we got the online ticketing portal to deal with. We have athletic trainers and sports medicine that we have to have covered, and on and on and on. But it's a great situation, and I can't wait to see the 20 teams, 10 men and 10 women's teams that will join us in Montgomery.
So what I heard from you, Mike, is that your ops, you were, you know, from a logistics standpoint, your media relations, you're wearing about what, 5, 6, 12 different hats?
A few things going on.
Actually, I have an associate commissioner, Matthew Hicks. He does all the website, all the statistics, all the social media. He handles all the video streaming. I take care of some of the other things, and so we team together nicely. We also have a core of student athletes that are actually students. I shouldn't say athletes, students from various institutions in our conference that help us sell tickets, sell souvenirs, help us out that way. So it's a good collective effort. Obviously, we have broadcasters for the video streaming, camera operators, all the table crew people to handle all that. So it's a good effort, but we manage it, I think, fairly nicely.
Well, Mike, speak to the quality of competition, particularly in basketball in the SSAC. I mean, we had on the men's side, Loyola Talladega played for a national championship after they played for an SSAC championship in 2022. Of course, Loyola came out on top there. And true on the women's side, too. I mean, on both sides, you are going to have national championship contenders. What do you like about the quality, the depth of competition this season in the SSAC?
Well, let me start off by the men, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this. Killing me that William Carey and Steve Knights will not be at the tournament.
Yeah.
He is the class of our conference. I can't tell you how many younger coaches sat back and just watch him and everything that he does. And so I know they went through a rash of injuries this year, and they never had the same starting five from game to game. And so that's going to be a downer for me personally. But our men, I guess we're going to say we probably have five, maybe even six teams that could win our tournament. And And I think that's a good thing. That's exciting. Obviously, anytime when you get to the tournament play, you know you're one and done and you're out of the tournament. So I think you have to show up every single day. These games on Wednesday are not automatic. And then whenever they advance to the higher seeds on one or two, I can assure you that on Wednesday, the top seed and the runner-up seed will be there scouting those teams. Even though they played them twice, they're going to look at them closely again. So our men's team, I think, men's bracket, I think, is wide open.
Yeah.
On the women's side, Loyola is nationally ranked, and they're, I think they only lost one game this year in conference play.
Right. Yep.
We have Faulkner, we have Bruton Parker, and then William Carey is the fourth seed, but William Carey knocked off Bruton Parker and then knocked off Loyola. So it could be a very, very competitive tournament there. And I'm happy this year that Tracy English and his squad avoided the injuries to where they could have a great season this year.
Mike Hall, Commissioner of the SSAC. Mike, good luck to you this week with all that you've got going on. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with us this evening.
Well, thanks for all that you do for promoting William Carey Athletics. They're a first-class group.
They certainly are. That's Mike Hall, Commissioner of the SSAC. When we come back, one final segment, we'll wrap things up here on Crusader Talk.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Tying a bow on another week of Crusader Talk. It's been a fun one. Me and Josh smiling ear to ear between breaks here. I want to give a big thank you to Mark Lux, head coach of our women's and men's tennis programs at William Carey. It's a whole lot of fun to talk to him, and I was not kidding. We're going to try to have him on again sometime soon here as they make their trek through the non-conference part of the schedule for the tennis teams. The season again begins on Wednesday. We're going to give you a full breakdown of what is ahead for William Carey Athletics here in just a second, and we want to thank Sunny Logan, who will make her college debut against Xavier on a Wednesday as a Lady Tennis Crusader. And we want to thank Mike Hall, Commissioner of the SSAC. Josh, I think we've gotten a great picture of what makes, number one, William Carey, but also just NAIA sports in general, special.
No question about that. And you were talking about Sunny making her debut. You got to think that going undefeated this year is one of those goals.
She stopped short
in vocalizing that. She didn't want to go there, but it's in the book. It's on the wall.
Yeah.
She's already got, you're right. They gave her great media training already at William Carey of what not to say for any bulletin board material.
But that's a goal.
That's a goal.
And, just given from her high school career, there's no reason to expect that I'm not going to say that she'll go undefeated in her college career, but to expect a successful college career, she's kind of got that look in her eye a little bit, that competitive edge.
Well, she does. And she talked about how, battling cancer and then being able to defeat that at that age shaped her.
Yeah.
And she remembers a lot of that. And there's no question what a grounding that gave her, what a perspective that gave her, what she realizes realizes she's capable of.
Yeah.
So when she, it doesn't matter. You've got her down 6-1 in a tiebreaker third set. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She knows what she's overcome, life or death. She knows she's got it in her to dig deeper. So she's, you talk about a vital piece of that program being the only player from stateside on that group.
Yeah.
Number 9 in the country. Look out. We'll be hearing a lot more from them, and I look forward to when it might be you and Kayla back in there with them later this year. It's going to be a fun one to go back and listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we have talked about over the last couple of weeks, it is crossover season here, across collegiate athletics, but it tends to happen a little bit more intensely, I think, in NAIA sports. Baseball and softball start a couple of weeks early. You're spread a little more thin. We talked to Mike Hall about how many hats he wears. That is true across the board. As you run things behind the scenes in NAIA athletics, I've had the pleasure of getting to see that firsthand. Just a couple of highlights for you. Our softball Crusaders last week, a week ago, from tomorrow On Tuesday, they won a doubleheader against Xavier 7-3-5-4, one of those being an extra inning win. Baseball got a win over Division II opponent West Alabama. It feels like every sport is in action right now. Men's golf was in action in the Steve Hodges Classic and put in a good performance there. Beach volleyball got a win on Thursday in Arizona against Ottawa University, Arizona. And we wrapped up the regular season for basketball. Our ladies got two wins to close out the regular season against Bruton Parker and Middle Georgia State on Saturday. And Mike Hall mentioned it, tough year for the Crusader basketball team, an overtime loss on Thursday, and then a two-point loss to the bitter end against Middle Georgia State on Saturday. Kind of gives you a picture of how tough this year has been. But, man, it's been fun to watch. Coach Knight has talked about he loves – this is one of his favorite teams that he has coached in his now 41-year career. And that, I think that says a whole lot about the effort and the character of those guys to finish it out the way they did in a tough year.
Well, it talks about what Mark talked about. It's not always about championships. Mm-hmm. It's not always about wins and losses, because it's the journey. Every day you go out and it's the same amount of work. It's the same process with the same people that you love, your family, your teammates. And so if you go out and you've done the same work, but you didn't get the same results, you can still rest easy at night knowing you gave it everything you had.
Yeah.
And you can live with the results.
Yeah. Four more wins for the softball Crusaders, two yesterday to today against LSU Alexandria and today against Louisiana Christian. Men's golf, a seventh place finish in the Dalton State Invitational today. That finished this afternoon. And baseball was over in Reinhardt, a tough loss there against the top 20 Reinhardt University club. But they'll bounce back, and plenty to look forward to this week, Josh. No different as we continue our trek through crossover season.
Yeah, I think you've already warned me, be on note, your fill-in days are coming. Right. There's going to be a whole lot of softball, baseball, crossover craziness coming in the next few weeks. I think it's the Saturday doubleheaders as well as the early start that makes it so tricky on you.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But we wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
So much Crusader sports success to look forward to on top of what we have already talked about. Again, want to thank our guest, Mark Lux, Sonny Logan, Mike Hall. We'll have some more great guests for you next week. We hope to have you back with us. For Josh West, our producer, engineer, Will Tony, my name is Ben Milam. Until next week, go Saters and good night.
Mississippi Media Production.